Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place. You can't find what you need, and there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our final.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Arky C. and Cuddy with us right now. Arky is our trust expert in the brain trust. Dr. Arky C. and Cuddy is the author of Built on Trust. It's a topic that I've been talking about for a long time. And we were talking about trust before trust was cool, right, right, Arky?
Yes, that's right. It was important, but not cool.
Welcome back, Arky.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I'm serious about that, though. You know, we folks, when things are going really well, you know, trust is important. Right now, in our communities, in our institutions, in our national and in our global market, if we could drop an atomic bomb of trust on the world, you know, and all that fallout, all that particulate would circle around the world of trust.
I've lost the connection. Can you hear me?
We could fix it. We could fix a bunch of things. Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
And I was just going to say,
hear your question.
I was just saying, if we could distribute an atomic bomb of trust across the world, things would be a lot better right now. That's where we're broken down, isn't it?
Well, that's right. It's trust, which we can define as confidence backed up by a track record, and that is the global crisis at the moment, and we're. And rooting for the new administration, that they understand, particularly the history of mistrust. All of us have had times in our lives, our business lives, when we felt betrayed. We have a period of shock, followed by fear, and followed by anger. Now, to the extent that the new administration, understands this, that is the extent to which they will be affected.
Yeah,
and we have some good signs. You know that Built on Trust says that there are two principles that must be adhered to. Trust. One is authentic commitments, not say yes, mean maybe, but authentic. And the second is providing closure. We're seeing some of that. We're seeing some promises with volunteered timelines and endpoints and transparent tracking systems, and we're seeing some mistakes, some setting of expectations that are too high. But there does seem to be, in my understanding, of course, I'm no closer than you to the administration at the moment, but it does rage, this fear.
Well, you know, it is interesting that how Americans respond to what's happening compared to what happens in other countries. You know, there was a mob rioted in Italy over job layoffs, and there was somewhere else, a couple of other places around the world in the last month or two where mobs rose up, and you know, Americans are, you know, we deal with things a lot differently than you know, some people, but at some point in time, you know, it makes you wonder when, you know, if there's a possibility of that. But you know, this trust thing can't be legislated. We know that, don't we? I mean, trust can't
correct.
Be legislated. And that's what worries me about our government. You know, to a surgeon, Arky, you're a medical professional. You're a doctor.
Yes.
You've used a scalpel before.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. To a surgeon, you know, everything looks like you need to use a scalpel on it. You know, to a carpenter, everything looks like a nail that they need to hit. To a member of Congress and to a politician, everything looks like it needs to have some legislation on it. And if they don't understand, if they don't get it through their heads that you can't legislate trust, then I don't think I don't think we can look to them to help us.
Well, that's right, Jim. It cannot be legislated, as you say. In fact, you can do a fair amount of harm trying to legislate it.
And that's exactly what I worry about right now. Hold on to that thought, Archie. We'll come right back. Archie's going to have some solutions for us, folks. We don't have just problems. We got solutions with Archie C. and Cuddy right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
We're back here. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, the Reverend Al Green, bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. Fun to see him on the Grammys recently, still rocking after all these years. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out. We built it for you. You can find my newsletter there. You can find my brain trust there, like our good friend Archie C. and Cuddy. You can find my blog there, my knowledge base. If you have 5 seconds, we got something for you there. If you got 15 minutes, we got something for you there. If you got any time in between that, we got some information you can listen to, you can read, you can check it out, and all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Archie C. and Cuddy, the author of Built on Trust, and we're talking about trust and the dearth of trust, the lack of trust, the loss of trust, the nostalgia for trust, the anguish over not having trust. There's all that, isn't there, Archie?
Yes,
And some people, I really believe that we have some people, Archie, sitting around expecting the government to turn that around. And let me tell you something, folks. Whether the government is successful or not, they are not going to be able to restore trust to the marketplace. You and I are going to have to do that ourselves. What do you think, Archie?
Well, that's right. You were saying earlier that there was some mob activity and problems and so forth in some parts of Europe, and that's certainly true. Now, that's a dramatic example of us versus them kind of dynamics.
Right.
But that's what we have to deal with as small business people, just as human beings in the United States right now, is we must not bend to the temptation to participate in those kinds of attitudes and activities. And you can tell when that's prevalent in your business because people are gossiping. People are talking to people,
mm-hmm.
to people who can't solve the problem. And that's what a mob is in the street. Of course, it's a communication, and there's nothing wrong with making a protest communication. The way it's done is very important. Now, our government cannot get us out of this. It can, however, model behavior. That's important. They can model behavior so that they stop the us versus them. It's fine to have disagreements. Our mm-hmm. government is based on disagreements. Our judicial system is based on disagreements. But that's different than blaming and picking out scapegoats and enemies.
Right. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something else that I'm not happy about. And I haven't been picking on him really, but President Obama would do well. I know he doesn't like the Bush administration,
mm-hmm.
but he'd do well to talk to us with a little more optimism and a little more leadership than to use some of the scare tactics that he's been using lately.
Yeah, I don't think that fear is a good motivator. There's a whole chapter on it in Built on
yep.
Trust, how
yep.
fear is a negative motivator. We're plenty scared.
Mm-hmm.
What we need now is modeling. Now, he can model. He can't teach. In other words, you can't teach trust. Trust is a self-discovery process.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are experts in teaching
say
trust.
Say that last part again.
Trust, learning trust, is a self-discovery process.
This is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
the most important part of it is to understand what our prejudices are. When we feel burned, we make never again decisions that we don't remember. And the never again decisions are categorical. You know, like, I'm not going to trust government, or I'm not going to trust authority, or I'm not going to do extra, or I don't like men or women or old people or young people. Mm-hmm. It's always categorical, and therefore it's protective, but it's overreaction. So when we do, and we don't remember it, but we have this little residual. And it's much tougher then for, let's say, a senior manager to gain our trust or to earn our trust than it would otherwise be. Now, this is universal. We all have these experiences, but it's unique to us, the kinds of decisions that we've made.
But you're saying you can't teach trust.
But you can
earn it.
You can earn trust, and you can do it. You can model trust, and you can guide people. If President Obama would undertake to, and perhaps he's already done this, but if he would undertake to cause his senior staff to understand their own history of mistrust and the us and them temptations that follow it. If he, and then that would be a self-discovery process. Each person would have to discover for themselves, but it can be done, obviously. I've been doing it for years and years, and others do it too. If he were to do that, there would be a much better model to follow. Now, this is separate from the policies, but there would be a much better model to follow than if he doesn't do it. And so I'm encouraging, and I think we all should encourage. In the meantime, we do it ourselves. You and I do it. We do it with our business.
And
people.
Don't wait. Not only do it ourselves, but don't wait on other people. Don't look to other people to do this for us.
No, do it today. Start today in your own business. Call your people together and say, you know, introduce the topic of trust. How am I doing as the leader or the manager or the owner here? How am I doing in terms of the authenticity of my commitments to you? Do I follow up enough? Is it transparent enough that you can track what my promises are? Do I close interactions? Do I give you a time when things will be complete or a time when I can report on progress for things? How are we doing here? Those two subjects would open up a lot of communication in your organization, and you could end up a conversation or a series of conversations like that way ahead of the game.
The book is called Built on Trust. Dr. R.K.C. Nkuti is the author, and now you know why he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, folks. We've talked about trust in good times and in times not so good, and right now there's never been a more important time for R.K.'s message. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. R.K.C. Nkuti is our guest. He's the co-author of the book Built on Trust. R.K., give us your website. Tell us where the book's available, please.
LearningCenter.net. The book is still in bookstores, and it's on Amazon.com, and it's also on LearningCenter.net.
It's an important book, folks, that I've been telling you about for a long time, and I use it all the time, Built on Trust, and the website is LearningCenter.net. Arki, last thoughts on where we are today with trust and where you think we should go.
Well, we're in fear, blending toward rage, which, believe it or not, is a healing type of, you know, if you can describe an emotion, a national emotion, you know, you certainly can for a business or a team or a company.
Well, let's be honest. You know, you called it rage. I haven't used that word, but I have talked about on the show being mad and about, I think it's okay for small business owners to recognize that they might be kind of mad. And what I'm mad about, Arki, is my business is affected by what's going on right now. And you know what? I didn't cause it.
That's right.
It was caused primarily by somebody else's incompetence, somebody else's greed. Now, I take responsibility for my mistakes. When I don't perform, I take responsibility. But you know what? I'm not the guy who caused Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fail. I'm not the guy who caused Lehman Brothers to fail. I'm not the guy who caused AIG to be nationalized.
Well, that's
and,
right.
But there are people who did. And I'll be honest with you, Archie. Frankly, it makes me mad about now. You can't dwell on that. You can't hold up in that attitude because it'll eat you alive. But I think it's not a bad thing to get your blood boiling a little bit and to get you to move and do what we have to do. What do you think?
Yes, as long as you use anger as fuel for action.
Yes.
That's where it's good.
That's exactly right.
If you stay stuck in it and you start, you continue to blame and so forth and so on, because, some of the people who are and some of the institutions that we are going to say, I believe, are to blame for this are going to get rewarded or look like they're going to get rewarded in the short run. That's enraging. But you must acknowledge this. This is an emotion. It's perfectly legitimate. Use it as fuel. Acknowledge that your customers have it too. Be willing to talk about it
with them. Your people. Talk about it with them and with your customers.
Absolutely. Bring this out into the open. This is all under the category of history of mistrust. It will be healing if you do it in a way that ends in solution, not in complaint, not a complaint session, but a session that may start with some difficult communications. But your job as a manager, as a meta-manager now, you're managing the process, is to move it towards solution and use it for fuel. Your company will have an advantage. It will have a competitive advantage if you can do that. Use that, because if you don't see the rage in the nation now, you will. This is coming, and it's going to be major. Hopefully, we will not be in the streets. We're Americans. We know how to do this thing. We've been here before. We know how to use it as fuel. My bet is we will do it very productively and very constructively. A little guidance would help a lot right now.
Well, and I picked on President Obama a few minutes ago when I said he needs to quit talking about trying to scare us. But he did something that I thought was a good thing along those lines that he needs to do more of, because he had some setbacks in his cabinets.
Yes.
And he said, I screwed up.
Yes.
He was honest. He said, I messed up.
Yes,
that kind of thing makes people want to follow. I want to follow a leader who will admit that he made him or she made a mistake.
Instead of having to get caught. And built on trust, it's called slippage. And it makes a difference. Day and night, an employee or somebody you're managing or a partner or whomever that you have to catch in a mistake rather than somebody that comes up tells you, ahead of time, hey, look, here's a mistake. Here's how I'm going to deal with it. Here's the kind of help I need to deal with it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's transparency. That is very positive. That is what I mean by good modeling. That is
well. And so when you're talking with your people, don't act like you got all the answers, because you don't.
Yes.
It's okay. Now, I told my people, Archie, I said, look, you see my gray hair. This isn't my first goat roping. I've been around a while.
Yes.
That ought to be good for our company. That should help us survive my background. But I also said, I don't have all the answers. I don't know where everything's going. I'm going to make mistakes.
Yes. And volunteer closure for people and ask for help. That's not weakness, it's strength.
Absolutely.
And that's why I say some of what we're seeing from the White House is excellent modeling. He's volunteering, not just when he makes a mistake, but he's volunteering endpoints. He's making promises.
Right.
He says, we'll report on it by such and such a time.
We've got to get rid of the fear tactics. That's not going to work.
Hey, Archie,
thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim.
Archie C. and Cuddy, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.